It's time for Lunch Hour Reviews.
Creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims.
I ate his liver with some fava beans.
Soylent Green.
Nice made out of people.
Feeding time.
I'm Darren.
And I'm Mindy.
And today's Lunch Hour Reviews, we're going to be talking about Wolf Cop.
Yeah, Wolf Cop.
It did have its own song. I appreciate that. Was a little bit of an 80s throwback.
The rap at the end was
the
excellent.
The closing credits rap. Okay, so Wolf Cop was written and directed by Lowell Dean. He's a nice Canadian boy.
That's right. That's right. You could tell by the actors' accents that seemingly were trying to be Southern American, but it was like a Canadian accent.
Is
with
that
the,
what was happening? I didn't...
Yeah, it's like how a Canadian perceives, I think, like a Southern.
Okay. Interestingly, the movie doesn't really comment on where it's taking place. It's just supposed to be like in a small town somewhere in North America.
We can assume.
Let's dive in. I first saw the trailer for Wolf Cop several months ago, and when I did, it was so exciting. I was just kind of thrilled for the ridiculous, batshit crazy, balls-to-the-wall action movie featuring a werewolf carrying a gun. A werewolf with a gun is a great image, and that's why the posters are awesome.
The posters are awesome. They're very like old school, like grindhousey looking posters.
Yeah, the movie takes like it takes homage to a high level. I really enjoyed that. Like, it wasn't parody. It took itself seriously, and it was kind of earnest.
Sure. I didn't know what to expect. I knew everyone was talking about Wolf Cop. Had my mother-in-law visiting at the time when we watched it.
Oh, she saw it with you?
Yes, she did.
Oh, nice. How'd she like the... We'll talk about it in more depth. But the penis first transformation?
You know, she'd stayed really, really quiet. And I was like thankful that that's just how everyone just stayed really quiet. I mean, I think I might have said like, what the fuck? But that's about as much as we... But I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know anything about it.
Well, did you at least get a description?
I did. Tell them what you told me.
It was a big fucking wolf cop.
You know, they show the
little thumbnail.
Yeah, thumbnail. But that's all I had to go on. So it was a surprise. It was surprising, let's say that.
Yeah, I was pretty thrilled that all the excitement that I got out of the trailer delivered. Mm-hmm. It was, everything was there. And even, and then some. But yeah, why don't we dive into the story a little bit? Our cop, wolf cop.
Lou Garou.
Morning, Lou Garou. How's your butt?
Lou Garou is one of the greatest Canadian names. If there isn't a Hall of Fame hockey player by the name of Lou Garou, I'll be shocked. But yeah, so Lou Garou is a small town drunk who happens to be a cop. Let's be honest. Like, he is a full-time drinker, part-time cop.
Pretty much.
So one of the things I did like is how fast it moves. You've got your characters, they're cops, they're figuring out weird murders in the woods.
Right.
And Lou Garou is on the case. He
begrudgingly on the case
at first, but when he suspects that he's been dragged into this whole thing.
Sure.
And I actually did like the, you know, it's not homage, but the reference to the original 1941 Wolfman in terms of the pentagram and that being the mark of the werewolf. So he gets dragged into this whole mess, and all the iconography is like that of the original. That said, so the transformation, it seems like it was a low budget movie.
Sure.
I think online it says it was probably made for around $1 million, but I think there's more money than that on screen. And I appreciated that, like, the transformation is fantastic.
The transformation is one of the best werewolf transformations I've ever seen. Disgusting. Don't understand why it starts with the penis. Why does that have to...
I think your shock is exactly why.
Okay, fair enough. But I would think if I was transforming into another animal, like, top down, I don't know.
Well, I think you're supposed to be as shocked as he is, because he doesn't see it coming. He goes from feeling sick to his stomach to having to run to the bathroom, vomit, and then like, oh, it was more than just my stomach. And that was one of the coolest elements, that he essentially shed his skin like a cocoon.
Yes.
Like he, like a wet, hairy snake shedding its skin.
Because the other cop puts his face.
That was hysterical.
And he's like, looks like you. Or he's the coroner or some shit.
No, it was her. It was his partner. She was really funny.
Whoa. Like a face. It kind of looks like you.
Oh, sorry I'm late, Chief.
got to stop off at the brewery, do some investigating.
And you said you looked her up, and she's not from, like,
she's a real actor. Yeah, she's an improv comedian, and she's with an improv troupe up in Canada. But she's done Shakespearean theater.
That's impressive. Yeah, she's really good.
She can do everything.
I really liked her. So, yeah, top to bottom, I don't know, a lot of fun. Even just ridiculous moments where he wants to accessorize his car. He wants to make it a wolf car.
There was a lot of welding that went into that whole montage, make the wolf car montage.
Are you saying he's a fire hazard with all the hair?
Well, probably. Yeah, that didn't make any sense. And then
it's gonna smell terrible.
So there were so many times when I go, I don't really understand what's happening right now. And I didn't understand why, because he was an alcoholic, that's why they can't control him. Because, like, Wolf Cop does what Wolf Cop wants.
Huh.
But that's what his, like, friend, Redneck O'Malley, or whatever the hell
right,
that guy
is. I assume that had to do with his sort of tolerance of tranquilizers.
Ah.
I guess. Yeah, that's probably it.
That makes sense.
That's probably it. He's just got, his liver is a goddamn superhero.
But he's an alcoholic, not like a ketamine guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your liver's still filtering your blood. So it's processing, you know, enough. They make up like a fictional Canadian. It's like a Canadian version of Old Granddad. Like the whiskey in the movie is just a weird. It's called, like, I don't know, For Brawlers or something like that. It's ridiculous. All right. So I had a couple complaints, and they're minor.
Okay.
What works in this movie is so much more than what doesn't work. But so he's a drunk cop.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I thought we should be grateful. Going back to the idea that, like, he is a full-time drunk mm-hmm. part-time cop.
Right.
And I'm glad that his werewolf transformation enhanced the cop side, because
he became a much better cop.
Lou, this is not a good idea.
Robbery.
Lou, you're a wolf.
Cop.
He gave a shit all of a sudden.
Right,
and so
right.
That's kind of my problem, that, like, if we were sticking to, like, character strengths, this would be a movie about, like, Teen Wolf, except he's a competitive drinker. Like, we're lucky he went the direction of, like, law and justice.
Yeah, they chose a bad candidate, but they always needed to
choose.
That's
the point in the movie, yeah. They pick a buffoon, which is funny that, like, that's how the town thinks of him.
And that's sad.
That's a tough way to find out, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh.
But it makes for a great character arc where, like, all of a sudden he has to rise to the challenge of his new superhero state.
Sure.
But yeah, so that idea that he goes from not giving a shit about the job to, like, now that I have powers, I give all the shit.
Yes.
That's a weird way to put that.
I give them all.
So Wolf Cop all of a sudden is out on the prowl mm-hmm. and likes fighting crime.
With his Wolf Cop
violently,
car.
Violently. With his Wolf Cop car later. Not making any arrests.
No, he's making just murders along the way. Pretty much all murders. Wolf Cop doesn't need handcuffs because he's just going to kill you.
Or he's going to tear your arms right off.
Exactly.
It reminded me of a conversation that we had about, like, what kind of cop you would be.
Uh-huh. Corrupt. Uh-huh.
Because I was thinking that's essentially who Mindy would turn into if she was Wolf Cop.
Wait, would I become the Wolf Cop?
Right. You're not arresting people. If, like, if they're lucky, they'll just get fucked up.
I thought it would turn into the drunk who just wanders in.
No.
What kind of cop would you be? What kind of wolf cop would you be?
Well, that's the thing. So I was going to ask you the question of what monster, if you were a cop, what monster would you take on to help you be a better cop? Werewolves are a good one.
Werewolves are a good one because you can be out. Well, but you can't really be out day and night. I think I would choose vampire because, number one, I'd be a corrupt cop already. So murdering is not bad, and stealing from the dead bodies, too.
It might draw some heat that, like, everyone Mindy arrests has bite marks on their neck.
Maybe, like, I can compel people to forget if I'm, like, a vampire in Vampire Diaries.
Or they've got the Bela Lugosi magnetized eyes.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. You could get someone to confess that way. That's pretty good.
Exactly.
That's useful.
False confessions.
Yeah. And I'm
that's what I would use.
You would. not exactly a monster, but I do like the idea of, like, the undead cop, the maniac cop. And that was a terrible series. I don't know if you ever saw any of those.
No.
But very recognizable face. The actor just died, Robert Zadar. You would recognize him if you saw him. He's the really wide chin guy from late 80s action movies, early 90s, late 80s. But he played Maniac Cop, which was essentially like someone gave Jason Voorhees a badge.
Oh, fair enough.
Roughly the premise.
That's how I would be. So what monster would you be then?
I was thinking about it. Zombie cop or mummy cop, I thought would be pretty funny because you get to every crime scene really late.
But you'd never solve crimes.
No, you wouldn't.
So you'd be a lazy cop.
You'd get calls and like, oh, there's a crime in progress. What's today? Tuesday? I'll be there Thursday.
I'll be walking there.
Dragging bandages behind you. I don't know. Ghost cop might be kind of fun. Like you kind of haunt the police station. They send you in to like unofficially interrogate.
Fair enough.
Guys, scare the hell out of them. Yeah. I like the idea of ghost cop. I'm picturing it now. Just like how much of the uniform am I wearing? Am I like a Casper ghost?
That's
Do I just have the trailing off
the hat?
I'm like pantsless.
You don't even have legs, but you wear a hat so everyone knows you're a cop. And maybe you'd have a mustache so everyone really knows you're a cop.
I'm a ghost with a mustache. Okay. Was there anything else that
I did, you know, live tweet some of this, and I got a question from someone on Twitter that said, you know, what did you think? Do you recommend it? What do you think about it?
Absolutely.
And I said, I didn't say absolutely. I said, it's not good.
Hey.
I said it's not good, but I laughed.
Great.
It's excellent. But I laughed a lot, and then I felt really uncomfortable, and then I laughed some more. So I think it was like an enjoyable time. It was an enjoyable movie.
And I'm going to argue that it is a good movie. It works. It's effective. It does its job. It's entertaining.
I felt very uncomfortable, and I laughed.
I mean, half of that is what you're looking for in a good horror movie.
Feeling uncomfortable. Exactly.
Yeah.
There was some bad acting. There was some bad.
You're pickier than I am when it comes to that stuff. I didn't even notice the Canadian accents.
That's the first thing.
Which is weird because I'm good at like a couple trigger words. If they ever say process, or the obvious a boot.
Right.
But yeah, there's a couple. I didn't pick up any of that.
Yeah, it was there. It was there.
Okay, so despite that, I loved it to death. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Me too. I was thinking about what that premise could be. And I like the idea that he just kind of rises in the ranks and now he's police captain. Like maybe people from an outside town, a bigger town, come to town looking for his help. They're like, we hear you're a wolf cop.
Now, I have a question about, there were a few things that kind of unanswered. And most importantly to me, who was killing all the animals? Because we never got down to who was doing it. I assume the pig face mask people. Who was killing the animals? Why did I have to know about that?
Do they need blood? There was a subplot about their dry freeze blood that the dude would snort like cocaine.
Oh,
maybe that's what the animals were going to.
I
don't know.
It was weird, and I didn't understand that, and I really kind of wanted to know. Well, I kind of wanted to ask the director because
he's on Twitter.
I know, he's on Twitter, and he's always like tweeting, and I kind of thought, like, what about the animals?
Well, tweet him and ask.
He'll be like, you're stupid. And I don't need that.
Okay, so that's Wolf Cop. It is on Netflix streaming. Do yourself a favor and
definitely watch
movie.
It. Not with your mother-in-law.
Don't watch it with your mother-in-law. That's Mindy's advice. Okay, so this was a short one. Look us up on iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. And
check out our website.
Our website. It's been a lot of fun to watch web hits from around the world. So thank you all for visiting us, and I hope you guys are getting a kick out of the podcast. We're also on Twitter. We are at Rants Macabre. That's it for this one. It was a short one. And so I'm Darren, signing off.
And I'm Mindy. Bye.
I'm the wolf cop. Yeah, there's a new cop in the streets. Half man, half wolf, pure grease. Patrol the town looking for trouble, man. Stuffing dead bodies in my devil.